The French national anthem filled the air in Erbil as France opened a new consulate office in the capital of northern Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdish region. The bright colors of the French, Kurdish, and Iraqi flags stood apart from the white building that is now France's second diplomatic location in Iraq. French Foreign Minister Kouchner and Kurdistan's Prime Minister, Nachirvan Barzani, took part in the inauguration ceremony. Kouchner praised the security situation and stability in Kurdistan, saying the Kurds represent the future. The foreign minister said Kurdistan's government must be a model of political stability for all of Iraq. He added that Kurdistan must set an example in the fields of human rights and women's rights. The French foreign minister visited the southern city of Nasiriyah on Saturday and Baghdad on Sunday, where he met numerous officials, including Iraq's President Jalal Talabani and Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. Kouchner said the security situation in Nasiriyah is improving, but Baghdad is facing murders, kidnappings, and bombings. He said Kurdistan's security and stability should be a model to these cities. Kouchner got big applause from his audience when he said, "Long live the Kurds and Iraqis." Taking the podium after the French foreign minister, Prime Minister Barzani called Kouchner a faithful friend to the Kurds. Mr. Barzani then praised Kurdistan for its political and economic improvements. He said that if Kurdistan thrives, Iraq thrives. He stressed that Kurdistan needs the support of the international community and that the Kurdish government is willing to offer all necessary support to the new French diplomatic bureau. Mr. Barzani added that the opening of the consular office in Erbil is just the beginning of Kurdistan's strengthening relationship with France. France, a strident critic of the war in Iraq, was one of the first countries to reestablish its diplomatic mission in Baghdad in 2003, after U.S.-led forces toppled Saddam Hussein. Suzanne Presto, VOA News, Erbil.